It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by the Western Women's Expo at the Rio, the 21st and 22nd. Brand new clothing line has been launched based on Pink Starburst. People at Starburst teamed up with Project Runway, the winner of that show, to make shirts, jackets, and more, all based around their favorite popular color. And
so. Starburst. It's from the Starburst line.
I mean, I never knew anybody that in love with a candy or a snack where they'd want to...
Really? If there was something hot dog flavored?
Well, you'd never see me wearing a wiener costume.
Well, I don't... Well... Okay, I don't know.
I don't know. You might have a point. This is from the Oscar Mayer collection.
That's right. You know what? Just come in the studio every single day. He's wearing a wiener costume.
How do you multitask while you're eating dinner? They did a survey. I don't know. I mean, we try and put our phones away.
Right.
Turn off the TV and just sit there.
That's good. It's old school. Uh-huh. Sure.
55% of us watch TV. 45% talk to the people they're eating with. 12%...
I don't know why, but okay.
12% check social media, and then 7% just do nothing. They just eat there in silence.
You know, I was blown away. There's somebody I go out with, and it's amazing to me because they like put their phone aside if we're at dinner or something. And I think it's really cool, you know, because not everybody does that. So I think it's kind of cool.
Jody and I went out last week,
right?
And we both forgot our phones.
Oh, geez.
And we're halfway to the place where we were going.
Right.
And it's like,
oh, no, what are we doing? Oh, geez.
And then we decided, all right, let's go. Let's not go home.
Put them aside.
Go.
It's nice to put them aside when
you have
dinner.
Drink a little bit more.
Sure. Yeah. That's okay. That's all right. Now, when we have sex, the phone is out. Definitely the phone is out. I don't want to miss a call. I don't want to. Jeez. Hey, you mentioned earlier, Mike, the swearing. People swear, and that's a good way to alleviate stress. Well, the average person actually drops their first swear word, they say, about 10:54 a.m. in the morning.
Oh.
25% of us don't even make it to 9 o'clock. It's before 9 o'clock
really?
In the morning. 25% of us, my hand is up.
Now we started this challenge morning.
And I don't think I have since we, I haven't since we started.
Because it came out the average American can't go a full day without cursing.
Right. I'm trying to just go today. the things that stress us out are money, not enough sleep. Things
right.
like that, our job, things like that, significant other. But I've been good. I've been good so far. I'm going to have to make this a part of my act tonight to not swear.
Good luck.
And in Boulder, Colorado, the sheriff was called to a property. They had to get a black bear out of a car. He locked himself inside of a parked car.
Man,
can you imagine what the heck? What is going on? I don't have the remote. Somebody, help me out. Yeah, they had to come and. Yeah, could you help me? Could somebody? All right, hold on, Bear. We're just going to hit the hatch here. There you go. They aimed the gun at him in case he attacked, but he just ran off. Once the door opened, you just ran off. And if you were locked in a car, you'd do the same thing. Thank you, officer. Boom. You're out of there. A lot of bear stories.
I'm trying to imagine somebody approaching the car with a hanger, a wire hanger.
Right, hanger.
And the bear just rolling its eyes like, really?
Is that a Slim Jim?
That's all you have?
No, I'm so sorry. We got to get a locksmith out here, Bear. Just hang on. It is Thursday. That's your other news.